Blog Talk Radio.
Born in L.A., 1954, child of the concrete, where he grew so strong. He was there to the age of 11, his family had moved on. Into Pomona, man, the land it had grown. He met some people like to hang around all night long. Soul music on the vinyl, music just played on. Johnny B, show got to go on. Johnny B, rest man music and more. Johnny B, come on man, you know what I'm talking about. Johnny B, Johnny B wants to talk to you. Pick up the phone, give him a shout. Donnie D will answer your questions all about. Words of wisdom grown in the council of the many. Hand of God speaking, reaching out to touch him. Got to have this number, you got to call in. Open your ears to the music, it's still playing all night long. Johnny D wants to let you in. Come on, give him a call. Yeah, come his friend, Johnny D. Johnny D.
It's your man, friends of Donnie D, here on the microphones on Donnie D's Soul Sundays. Tonight our show is brought to you by, hey, I love this song. It's brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ. Part 1, both books by me, friend of Donnie D. Available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Sleepers.com. Yes. Pick up a copy today. Help support the show. See
you. Maybe some God of wisdom will rub off on you. Johnny D. Block Talk Radio.
At 6:30, our guest will be Chris Kane. The young man has got some quite beautiful music. You'll check it out. And at 7, it's the man, Tate Sims. Got some funky cuts. Yes, indeed. He'll be with us at 7. And then after that, 7:30, the family will come in. And we got the researcher. We got Mojo. We got Brother Louie. We got Elaine. We got Rosetta. We got Willie Earl. We got Granny. It's going to be a groove. I'm trying to tell you. Tell the kid. Tune on in.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You're on my mind all the time. I know my homies, you're the one for me. And I'm gonna make you mine. I've been known for lots of ladies, that's true. Yeah, girl, I know just what to do. Girl, I know that you've heard it all before. Yeah, I don't have to look no more. That this is alright. Oh, as a matter of fact, it's out of sight. But I'm feeling here for the very first time, baby. Never thought it changed my mind. I've been known to love the lady that you're. Yeah, I know just what to do. Girl, I know all that you've heard it all before.
Sounds of the fantastic Dales, and they just want to say, darlings, they're my queen. Move it on.
If you stay, stay, darling. Make me oh so proud. Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
To the world I'd cry out how I love you.
Honey, I love you. I really love you.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
Ooh, and I will never, never let you down. Just you stay. Hey, 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 hey.
darling, you love me. So darling, stay. When I may fail and I need your love to sometimes comfort me.
Sounds of the fantastic. Gail's Man, oh man, what can you say about the Dales? Let's go this way for you need mate late night creepers. Let's go.
Thank you. and I'm just getting in. I'm not on the door, and a voice below says, she opened up the door and let me in. Never once does she say, where have you been? She said,
are you hungry?
Are you hungry, honey? Did you eat? That woman tells me, pass me your hand. All the time she smiles, never raises a voice. 'Cause it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I don't give it a second thought.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me be myself again, man. That meant a lot to me. One, I'm back in 1983. I was on a bus ride coming back home, and that's all I'm going to say. Yes, and do Wayside. If you out there listening, you know where Wayside is. You know where I was coming from.
There's no one else like you.
Oh yeah, here's to you. And you, the sound of Sky coming to you right here on Donnie D Soul Sundays here in Los Angeles, California. How you doing? Yes, indeed, my guest will be coming up in a few moments, and that is Mr. Chris Crane, and he'll be with us in a few. Let's go this way. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was the sounds of the fantastic Shalimar right there. Solar Records, great recording artist. And the thing about it was Jeffrey Daniels and Jody Wiley were Soul Train dancers back in the day. It is Star Time right here on Donnie D's Soul Sundays. I would like to bring to you right now a man I've listened to his music and is pretty groovy, as I might say, by way of Dr. Heidi. Chris Crane, how you doing, my brother? Are you there, Chris Crane? Okay, well, Dr. Heidi, are you there?
Yes, I am. I thought I heard him say something, and then it went blank. I thought I heard him say something. I hope the phone didn't drop while he was waiting to say something. I'm sure he's probably going to call back in here in a couple of minutes, but I knew I heard him say something, and then it went dark.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we waited for Chris to come on in here. I've got the one and only Dr. Heidi. He's bringing a lot of great entertainment to this show. Doctor, how you doing this evening?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. How are you?
Well, we moving and grooving and just trying to keep these shows, these books, all of this stuff together, And
right.
Thanking God every day, you know, that an old man can still get down and play. And, you know, just enjoy life, grandkids, all that stuff, you know. That's it.
Right. And I'm not a grandmom yet. I am a grand aunt. My sister has grandchildren. So I share her grandchildren with her.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, it's like I have a daughter that is like a stepmom to my grandchildren, her sister. She's auntie to her nieces and nephews, you know. So we got to share those kids and, you know, give them as much love and attention without spoiling them as we can.
Right,
you know?
Right. I went overboard on that. So they'll call me like, we can't get any money from mom and dad's not doing it. What do you got? I'm like, is that all you called me for?
Yeah, right.
What money I can throw your way?
Right, that's basically what they do, you know. But
right.
Check it out. While we wait for Chris, I'm going to play a song. Maybe you might want to give him a shout-out. Give him a call, see what's going on.
Yes, I will.
All right. We're going to get the sound to the Shy Lights. Give more power to the people.
Goes. They know we're not satisfied.
No way they care to holler.
They
Hey, the sounds of the fantastic shout-outs give more power to the people. Sounds like they used to try to imitate the Fantastic Temptations on that right there. You know, that five-part harmony things going on like that. I'm going back to Dr. Heidi. Hey, what's going on, Doc, in the house? How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Oh, groovy, groovy, groovy. Well, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to talk with you during this segment. And
okay.
I'll play his music, and if he doesn't come through, we'll reschedule. And
because
I have another guy coming in at 7 o'clock, so
okay.
We'll talk. Tell me about a little bit about Chris Kane, and if he comes in, I'll just let him elaborate. But tell us about your wait before you do that. Who are some of your clients?
Chris Crane. You've had Jonathan Henry on your show, and
mm-hmm.
Zach Roberson with the Nappy Head Garmy has also been on your show.
Zach, boy, I love Zach's music.
Right. They got Zach from doing the Make America Funk Again Festival.
Yes.
That was in Maryland, and that went really well. And getting ready to set up some shows here for 2022. I also book T.J. Hooker Taylor, Johnny Taylor's
Woo!
Son. He's also been
Woo!
On your
Louis
show.
Yes,
and,
indeed.
So we've got things coming to him. And I work with a gentleman named Ernest Walker Jr. He's a jazz fusion artist out of Florida. And I have another act in Vegas, a young lady. Her name is Trinity Marquise. Her stage name is Trinity Star. She's been taking some time off. She's going to hopefully be ready to get back at it in 2022. She took this time with COVID and everything to take care of some personal things that need to happen.
Yeah.
She's taking care of that. So, you know, just growing slowly, HJ Entertainment Consultants, LLC. I do consulting work as well for artists who are trying to get in the game, you know, what steps they need to take. I've taken on a young man named Logan Gentry, who goes by Lo. He also has his own business where he does marketing and content for independent and Christian music artists. So he does content and marketing for Amate, the drummer, Jonathan Henry. So he does marketing for him. And then he just works with me on the consulting side. You know, if I have some artists that want to start developing their presence and their brand.
Okay, but let me ask you this. What is the name of your company and how can we contact you? Anybody's listening, and they need a manager, they need agent, need some consulting.
Oh, and I forgot. I also represent one of your folks who come on the show quite often, Mr. Mo Jones. So thank you for that.
Mo Jones.
So
he'll be in here at 7:30 tonight. He'll be here tonight.
Yes, yes. He is just wonderful and just hilarious. And he is quite the busy individual, so I'm looking forward to working with him. But
the company
is HJ Entertainment Consultants, LLC. You can find me on Facebook. My official Facebook page is HJ Entertainment Consultants. And you can also find me on Instagram. And Chris is now on. I just got a text message from him.
Okay, I'm looking for his phone number. Area code 812, is that it?
Hold on, let me look, because I got to look myself. I ain't even going to lie.
No new numbers have popped up on my board yet. I hope you got the right number.
Yeah, 812-760-0253.
Okay, no, he's not here yet. I wonder if he's got my correct number, 646-595-3338.
Here, let me.
Text that to him. And,
because I did. I know sometimes when you're putting that stuff in there.
I think he might have the wrong number. But we still got 15 minutes left. We can get a little something going.
Here we go. I'll send it to him now. Tell him, call
this
number.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So how did you run into Chris Crane?
Actually, a business partner that I had been working with, Gina Heels, with Life and Entertainment with Gina Heels. She got us together. She was like, I know somebody who'd be perfect for you to help you with bookings and expanding and doing some of the things that you want to do. And I think he would be really good. And we had a conversation. He has a manager, and he and his manager were looking for a booking agent. So that's how that got started.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, I know that, you know, of all of your clients, I really enjoy T.J. Hooker Taylorized.
Right.
Don't do it for the money.
Right.
Yeah. That dude is too much, man. We had a great interview. You know, like I said, he had been on this show several times a year or two ago, and he was with the Legends of Soul. I forgot, but, you know, they were all soul entertainers' sons that were in the business. Solomon Burke, Joe Tex's son, and some other guy, Lou Rawls' son. And they were appearing in Vegas back then. But out of all of those guys that I had cuts on, all of them, the only one I played was T.J. Hookers, you know. That's basically was it. You know, because he had some great songs, and we loved him. And I still play him. He's in my rotation. I might not get him every Sunday night, but he gets in there a couple of times. So, yeah, well, I'm going to wait a few more minutes, and if I don't hear from him, we're going to go to his song.
He's texting saying, I'm talking to someone as we speak. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. He said, they're playing the record now.
That's not me.
Right.
That ain't me. Did you give him this number?
Yeah. That's weird. I'm like, okay, I'm not sure.
Twilight Zone.
I'm like, I'm not the one. Well, somebody's playing his music, which is not a bad thing. You know, the more the merrier.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's a good thing.
The more the merrier,
yeah.
You know, get that great exposure. So I sent the number again for him to call in. I don't know who this person is.
Well, listen, we're going to get into one of his songs, and if he comes through, I'll have him telling me about it on the other side. It's called I Can. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Crane. Chris Gray here on Donnie D. Soul Study with his booking agent, Doctor in the house, Broken Heart, baby.
Yeah.
Doctor Hyde.
That song. That song just.
Man, that's some mellow stuff. That's some mellow stuff.
Yeah, want to pour a glass of wine and just.
Yeah.
Woo.
Jeez,
drink,
well, I'm
chill.
Just pouring wine right now, but yeah,
I mean,
that's
what, you know, whatever, a glass of wine, a hot cup of tea. I mean, you know, whatever you like to drink when you're ready to just relax and just, you know.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you something. If this was 20 years ago and I was still smoking, I smoke a fat one. No, seriously. All jokes aside. I'm going to go to the telephone, and I got somebody here. I'm going to ask them how they like that song.
Okay.
This is L.A. This is like a young lady I know by the name of Camille. Is that you, young lady?
Yes, it is. Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening. I'm okay. I'm doing okay. Yeah. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I'm here with Dr. Heidi, booking agent for Chris King. How'd you like that song? Well, say hello to a doctor.
Hello, Dr. Heidi. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yes, I love that song. It does make you want to get a glass of wine, a glass of whatever floats your boat.
Yes.
And indeed. Just relax and just chill out. Be in front of a fireplace.
Same thing. You know, getting ready to start your weekend, and it's like, you know, I'm not going out to the club. I'm just going to sit here on my porch, have a nice glass of wine and listen to some, you know, great music and then just, you know, wind down and forget the work week. And it's like it's Friday night and, you know, tomorrow's Saturday and I'm just going to enjoy whether, you know, you're sitting there with your loved one, you know, husband, wife, girlfriend, or you're just, you know, sitting there by yourself. You're just, you know.
Listen, doctor, and Lady Camille, I've got a young man on the line right now that may be able to tell us a little bit more about the song. Chris Gain, how you doing?
I'm good. About yourself?
Man, we just going over your song, I Can, and, man, it's getting great reviews right here.
I like it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you,
Chris.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, we were just talking about and people calling in and the song was just like, wow, just makes you want to pour a nice glass of wine and just sit on your porch and just, woo!
Woo. Well, listen,
yeah.
I want to get to you in a minute, Chris, and ask you some things about you, but I got this the same caller wanted to ask you some questions. Camille.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello,
young
Chris.
Lady.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I've been listening to your songs, and I do like 3 days Ahead.
Oh, okay. You listening to the Simple Man Thoughts jazz album? Okay, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I really, really like that. And I want to ask you: do you still have the Better Project Awareness Foundation?
I do.
Whoa.
I do. We just did this year we rolled out a new program called Camps and Concerts. We rolled that out, and that entails, so each year I host these free summer music camps, and where we teach every instrument that I learned how to play, and we focus on kids ages 6 through 16. And so this year, the Camps and Concerts we did inside of the music camps, we had little mini concerts because it's important that the kids not only learn about music and instruments, but they're able to see it demonstrated, if that makes sense. And so
okay.
We brought in people, and it was a good time, man. Yeah. So to answer your question, yes, we still have the foundation.
All right. Well, thank
great,
you very
great.
Much. Thank you. We're kind of pressed for time here, so I want to get into this next song. And,
okay.
and Chris, we're going to reschedule and get you back on here. And Dr. Heidi, oh, we're giving you a call, and we can do this again, all right? Yes. Let me see here. I got another song by you. Madam Queen.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
get into it.
Oh, yeah.
The Soulful Stylings of Chris Kane, ladies and gentlemen.
You make me feel like do say on a Sunday morning,
oh Lord,
ebony and ivory, sweet smell.
Song right there.
Man, Madam Queen, that
yeah.
song, it's funny how I came up with that melody. I was cutting my grass, and I kept hearing this, the melody. I kept hearing that in my head. And so I take my phone out, And I did a voice note and just kind of sung that melody. And then once I got done cutting my grass, I went to the studio and started writing. And it just flowed.
Yeah.
I write a lot of my music when I'm out in the yard. I'm a southern boy by, you know, at heart. And I write
yeah.
my music behind the noise is what I call it. So when I'm cutting the grass or doing something out there with my weed eater or my blower, I can hear
yeah.
music. It's really weird.
Sounds,
I got a song called
sounds,
Behind
man.
The Noise, man. Yeah.
Sounds. Yes, indeed. You know, where are you located? What city are you located in?
I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right. They used to have a lot of breweries back there back in the day. I remember when I was a kid. Brewery. But anyway,
yeah.
our time is short. But I got another guy coming in, but he hasn't called in yet. So I'm going to still try to get some work. Where can we get your music, man?
Man, my music is on all digital streaming platforms, or you can go straight to my website at chriscrane1music.com, and you can find all of my music from upcoming shows to video links, social media links. You can find everything. Again, that's chriscrane1music.com.
And if you didn't get that, ladies and gentlemen, get me, Franklin Dolly D. I guarantee I can get you hooked up with him. And if I can't, I know Dr. Heidi can. Well, let me ask
yeah.
you this, man. We going to stretch this going on, stretch it out, stretch it. I got a brother named Tate Sims coming in, but he hasn't called in yet. Man, do you play any instruments? Is that you on the guitar or? You play any instrument?
I play everything. So on that record, I'm playing everything except the bass and the horns. I produce pretty much all of my own records. I play
okay.
from keys to drums. I engineer my sessions, and I mix and edit and master my own records.
Okay.
So I play guitar, all of that.
You do a great job, man, and you know your style of music. I can't put it in a bag. I can't call it neo soul. I can't call it love. I just want to call it Chris Kane music myself, man. And I know the ladies love it. I know they got to love it. I love it. If I got a lady sitting here with me right now, I'm gonna pour some Malibu rum. I ain't drinking the wine. I'm gonna get them a little. Get a little stronger and get in front of that fireplace. With some Chris Crane, shoot. Yeah, you know it, man.
Yeah.
So do you have any, you know, COVID is kind of, you know, doors have opened back up. People are getting back, groups and people are getting back out there. You know, I've got a lot of people that I've been in show business with, Lakeside, Climax, a lot of these people I know are back on the road. Are you planning to get on the road anytime soon?
Well, you know, I've done a few shows here these past few months. I have one more show this year that's scheduled in Houston.
Okay.
So I'll be in Houston December 5th at the Houston Auditorium, the University of Houston Auditorium. Next year, I plan on getting on the road, moving around a little bit.
Yes.
And like I said, the world is opening up. It's opening slowly. But,
slowly.
I think it's open slowly. You know, you try to be as careful as you can.
Yes.
Keep that immune system high and boosted.
Yes,
and,
yes,
you know, it's going to open. And so I'm ready for it. I'm actually in the process of putting together a new show.
Yeah,
I've broken my show down to where it's going to be a three-piece.
Okay, like a three-piece
suit.
There we go.
Like a three-piece suit. You can't go wrong with a three-piece suit.
That's right.
But it's going to be a small unit, but we're going to pack a big punch, and it's going to sound like a full band from horns and all that. And that's the beauty of being able to produce your own music. I have all of the files, all of the stems. I put my shows together from start to finish, And I utilize all of that. Technology is a beautiful thing. And so I plan on getting back out there.
Well, you know what? I was just thinking, man, Dr. Heidi, why don't you put Mo Jones and Chris Crane on the ticket and bring them to L.A.?
Okay.
Let me find a venue.
Somebody out there that want to buy that show.
Let me find a venue that can bring y'all down here and put you up and put on the show. Let me find a venue. I'd like to go and sit down and check. I got a little couple of things up my sleeve. Things are opening up a lot bigger. Huh?
I know you do.
Yeah, little things are opening back up for me also. And, you know, I really enjoy working with you and your clients. Every time you bring me one, they're 100%, 100. And Chris Kane is one of them. But you know what, Chris? My other guest hasn't shown up yet, so I want to go back to I Can. Let's play that one more time, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Kane.
Someone that loves you like I
and Chris Kane. And I want to apologize. I think I even said Chris Crane. My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Chris Kane, ladies and gentlemen. Think of me, Donnie D,
Chris
old
Crane.
Man walking out the street with a K.
It's Chris Crane with the R.
Yeah. So, okay, what, I got it down two ways. What is your last name, brother? I got it two ways.
It's Crane. That's C-R-A-I-N.
Okay, now this person that texted me says, I'm saying your name. Oh, okay, right. They're right. I've been saying Kane instead of Crane.
That's right.
My bad. I apologize.
I'm still in the house.
You still in the house. Hey, tell us about that song, Chris Crane.
Man, that's so, you know, the thing about my records, they are 100% true stories. And
okay.
So this record is about somebody. And, you know, it's about a particular situation. And, you know, and the lyrics kind of explain, you know, what I'm talking about, or and let you know I'm talking about somebody, you know, without saying nobody's name, if that makes sense. But, you know, this song, I Can, it came about after a situation, and I actually wrote this song many years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago, but I never recorded it. I just wrote it.
Gotcha. Now.
When the lyrics came to my mind, and, you know, it wasn't time for it. And then, you know, when I did this last album, that song, because this song is on my Glow album, the one that I released September 29th, 2020. And,
okay.
It just kind of came together. The music came. I picked up my acoustic and started playing. And then
sounds
I went
beautiful.
Back to those lyrics that I had wrote many years ago, and they fit.
You
know, yes. And that, you know, that's a story about being patient and not rushing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
well,
you take your time, it come together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I got a question for you. You can say I take the fifth or whatever, but for the ladies out there that's liking that music, somebody text me, ask him if he's single or married. Well, what you got to say, brother? Take the fifth?
Man, I am. No. I can't plead the fifth on this one. I am very, 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 very happily married.
Amen.
November 30th of this month, it'll be 9 years.
Amen.
Whoa, well, congratulations.
9 years. Yeah,
congratulations.
Now, if she start acting up, I'll let them know. But she's been doing well, you know, and it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing because having somebody who allows you to be who you are uninhibited.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
She's very confident in who she is.
Okay.
And so
not threatened.
I don't
not
have
threatened.
To. She's not. She's not threatened. She don't have to be.
Right.
You know, she
right.
she got that walk, you know. And you know, and when you have somebody like that, you know, it's easy to progress. You know, especially in this business, in doing
right.
this thing, because there are a lot of women that are there, and you know, and my job is to, you know, to give them something that they can
yeah.
take home with them. They just can't take me home. You know?
That's what I'm going to say. They can't take you.
take me home. I gotta come back to the house. You know.
What's your wife's name? What's your wife's name?
Her name is Jazmika.
Jazmika.
Now,
shout out to
really
you, Jazmika.
And what's crazy about that? Jazz is my first love of music.
I could tell by that guitar. I could tell.
And then I end up hooking up with a girl who. They call it jazz. It just made sense. It was just a perfect kind of a thing, combination.
It was meant to be. That was a God thing. That was a God thing. But let me ask you this. Since you're jazz, you like jazz, who is your, you know, there's different types of jazz and stuff, but if I say jazz, I'm going to give you a free ticket to any jazz musician that ever lived. Who would you want to go see?
Herbie Hancock, for sure.
Herbie Hancock.
So I've patterned a lot of my playing after him. So I get down into the straight ahead, into the jazz, the smooth jazz.
John Coltrane.
Oh yeah, Coltrane, Monk, Thelonious Monk.
Thelonious Monk,
Chick
yeah.
Corea, Oscar Peterson.
Okay.
So when I first started learning jazz, I found a Sonny Stitt. I don't know if you know who Sonny Stitt is.
Sonny Stitt.
So I found a Sonny Stitt CD. Somebody remastered it. And I was trying to play what he was playing on a saxophone on the keyboard.
Okay.
And I started learning his licks. And that was my first introduction into jazz.
Oh, okay.
Old Sonny Stitt, man. So yeah, I'm a jazz head.
Yeah, man. I'm 67 years old. I look like I'm 35. No, I'm lying. But
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But when I was growing up in Los Angeles back in the day, we all listened to KGFJ Soul Radio, and then a lot of us cool heads. We listen to 105 Jazz. And, you know, back in the day, that they was playing the Crusaders, West Montgomery, Cantaloupe Island, Herbie Hancock, you know, Electrifying Eddie Harris. Oh, sheesh. Man, there were just so many people that they were playing. Les McCann. Are you with Les McCann?
No, I am not.
Check out some Les McCann. Compared to what? Compared to what?
Okay.
Les. And then it was Nat Adderley, Cannonball Adderley, and then anyway, I could go on and on. I have a Saturday show I do jazz on, and blues and funk and not funk blues and xylico. But anyway, man. So what's next for Chris Crane?
You know, I'm working on so many projects right now. I am planning to hit the road a little bit next year. But okay. One of the major projects that I'm working on, I wrote a song back in 2017 called They Say. And
okay.
They Say is it's a part of a bigger project thing that I want to do. So I've had this song translated into 12 different languages. And
okay.
So I'm presently writing a screenplay.
And, good for you. Good
you know,
for
I
you.
Want, and, you know, just trying to get everything out of my head that's there. And so I plan to finish this screenplay by the end of the year. I've had the song translated now in French, German, Spanish, five different Indian languages, including Hindu, Arabic, Japanese, and I have to do Portuguese, and then Native American.
Listen to you. Listen to
and
you.
And so, you know, so I've been inspired by Nat King Cole. You know, Nat King Cole, international Nat, he's just an intelligent, he made, in my opinion, Nat King Cole made it, he made it cool to be smart. And
hey,
to know something. Hey.
Amen.
And, you know, and so my goal, what's next for me is to get this song out. And
okay.
I wanna touch the world. I wanna inspire. I wanna make the world better. And you know, I'm embarking on some big tasks that can help, that can make that happen. And so
that's
what's next for me.
Okay, well, you stay positive and keep your faith. And with that screenplay, man, you're going to get out there and shop that thing. You know, come to L.A., get your agent or somebody to shop it out here in New York, Hollywood. But Hollywood, this is the place to do it at, man. And I wish you all the luck and all the love, my brother, for taking your time out to come and visit Donnie D's Soul Sundays. And Dr. Heidi, I want to thank you as usual for bringing me such great talent that
Thank
you know
you.
Yes, and the podcast will be out in the morning, and it
okay.
hits the world. Yeah, so you'll be heard, believe it or not, you'll even be heard in Russia tomorrow. We got
oh,
a small listening audience in Russia. So my hat's off to y'all. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to talk to the man, Chris Crane. And all he asks you, ladies, is, tell the ladies, I can. What you want me to do?
Yeah.
I can do it. Do you want me to love you?
Yes, sir.
I can do it. Do you want me to bring home the money? I can do it. Do you want to make me say, I'll make you say, ah? I can do it. Chris Gray.
Oh, I can see it in your eyes. That sparkle confirms your love for me. Girl, I've come to realize you set me free. Said the way that you touch me, I get excited.
My mistake. I put his music in as Chris Kane, trying to rush this music into the studio. It's sometimes we make mistakes here, but like I said, I apologize. Chris Crane, ladies and gentlemen, fantastic artist. But right now we get the sound of Charles Wright, Unseen Dirt Don't Hurt, baby. You don't know about it.
I didn't expect to see you at all. There you were with my very best friend, having yourself a ball. I gave you love till I couldn't give, girl, what you give me in return. But an immature heart, girl, what you trying to prove, that you still got a lot to learn. Every time I told you something was wrong, all my fault. You didn't even want to talk about it, baby, till you got caught. Oh, unseen dirt still hurts. Yes, it does now. Unseen dirt still hurts. You made a vow. Death do us part. Soon as I turned my back, you went and broke my heart. Did you think just because I wasn't looking that made everything okay? Didn't you know there was a price to pay for every little game you play?
That's the sounds of the man himself, Charles Wright, formerly known as Charles Wright, Wild Sunday Thursday Rhythm Band, former guest here on Donnie D Soul Sundays and my TV show, Behind the Curtains, Unseen Dirt Don't Hurt, but let's go, it's star time right here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring to you a young man that's hair is tearing the place up. His name is Tate Sims. What's up, brother?
How you doing, brother? How's it going? Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, man, it's just a groove, just a groove. I want to apologize to you, man. After doing my TV show on the weekend, Friday, I don't think I got back to you to give you the number or to confirm. I've been messing up. My
That's
bad.
Not a problem.
But
that's
we
okay.
Got
we
you here.
We're here now.
We here. I got your music. We here. We here. The enemy tries to stop things, but we going to keep going. Amen.
Great. How you like the music, brother?
Hey, man. Well, we going to play some in just a minute, and we going to go to the telephone.
Okay.
But before we get started, my brother, tell us.
Yes, sir.
Who is Tate Sims?
Well, I started back in, I'm from the New York City greater metropolitan area. I started playing guitar when I was 8 years old. My dad was a gospel singer. My mother was a gospel singer, and they got together, and then they produced me. So I'm the product of glorious youth of music and love and laughs. And that's how I got my keen sense of harmonies and stuff like that, because I was listening to that when I was raised, you know, from a little baby to when I was 8 or 9 years old. And it came really natural to me because I was around it all the time because of my folks. So, yeah, I owe a lot to them. And I
yes,
started playing
indeed.
With my dad's gospel group when I was 13 years old, and I never stopped playing.
Well, you know, Ms. Norwood sent me your information. Did I get it?
Zelda,
yes. Sent me the information on you. And I've been looking in, and I'm seeing you doing this and doing that. And, you know, you hanging with some people that I know.
Right.
And I sent some pictures yesterday and with a young lady that's been on both of my shows several times, Cheryl Cooley. And I know y'all had a good time yesterday.
Yeah,
but
we were hanging yesterday at Bobby Wilkinson's birthday party up in Rancho Cucamonga with the members of the Slave Band. We're going to be playing this Saturday and Sunday in the Rhythm and Blues Festival in San Diego at the Amphitheater in San Diego.
Okay.
Amphitheater is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, I am hanging with a lot of very cool people, and I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Well, let me ask you this, man. What type, you know, I don't like to put anybody's music in a box, but, you know, I was just listening to one of your songs, Walk in the Dark. And matter of fact, let's play that and we'll get to it on the other side. All right?
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Mr. Tate Sims, ladies and gentlemen, here on Donnie D's Soul Sundays. We're bringing it to you right now. Check it out.
I can see you. I can smell you.
What was that?
I'm right outside your door.
Oh.
There's something out there.
gentlemen, that was a man, Mr. Tate Sims, and he's going to take you for a walk in the dark. Ooh, just perfect for this time of year. Perfect for this time of year, man. Tell me, man, tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, I started writing that song back in the, I call it the dark year of 2020, when everything was closed down, and instead of being depressed about everything, I just made sure I made kept myself busy, and I got creative. And that's just one of the songs that I wrote during that dark time around February 2020, March, April, February, and, you know, 2020. And it has a little bit of a deeper meaning than what it sounds like. It's basically for what was going on at the time, and I just wrote it. I don't like to be literal, but it was about us walking around not knowing what was going on, going to happen next, and what direction we were going in, and that's basically where I got the idea for that song.
All right. Okay, well, listen, man, do you have a new CD, or I know, but tell the people about your new CD.
All right, I got a new CD out. It's released. It was released October 30th, and we had a great CD release party in the, at the Mix in Pasadena. It's called Utmost, Tate Sims Utmost. It's like a compilation of me being the epitome of what I'm all about, the stuff that I really love to hear, everything from funk, rock, and R&B, and pop. So it's a combination of those three. It's like a roller coaster of emotions and feelings that, you know, what we were going through last year and being cooped up, and other songs are just like having fun. So it's a hodgepodge of what I'm all about, which is an eclectic collection of, I think, a lot of really cool music, that the stuff that I really want to hear on the radio that I'm not. So that's what it's about. You can find it anywhere that you buy, that you download music, or you, I can send you a CD, and you can send to my PayPal at guitarmanstan77@gmail.com, and I will get the CD out to you if you want a physical CD right away. That's guitarmanstan77@gmail.com.
And if you didn't get that, get me, Franklin Donnie D. I guarantee I'll get you hooked up with Tate Sims. Now, man,
cool.
Listen to that cut. Listen to that cut. It's eclectic to the max. Who are some of the people that influenced you in your career?
Oh, absolutely. James Brown, Prince, Earth, Wind & Fire, the Beatles, and even Kiss. So, yeah, that's why
I
have such a wide variety of music. Yeah, I saw them a couple weeks ago in Irvine. Yeah, right. So I just love music. As long as it's good, I'm into it.
Dig it. Okay, I got a young lady on the line, and I had sent her one of your songs, and she said she would like to talk to you, and I'm going to bring her in. She's from Los Angeles, California. I believe this is Camille Jamerson. How you doing, Camille?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm here with
Camille,
man that you were asking me about. Oh, go right in. My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, Tate. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Camille? Thanks for calling in.
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'd like to ask you about your single, Make It Easy.
Oh, that was a compilation I did with a young lady named Eliana Estrada. She's from New York, New Jersey, and I wanted to do a song with a new artist, a young new artist. How did you like that song?
I loved it.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a great question. Most people don't ask. Most people don't even know about that song. I'm glad you dug it. Yeah, it was a song that it's a song I did with a friend of mine. She's a daughter of a friend of mine that we recorded together, and she wanted to get a start out there to get her musical career going. And I recorded that with her when she was like 17 years old. She's like 21 now. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for asking.
I'm glad to hear it. You're welcome. I just actually pulled up a lot of things that I didn't pull up before, on you. It's like Romantic Holidays. your album.
Right. That was like one of my first albums. It was when I first started producing. It was a compilation of a lot of mostly R&B ballads and more of on the mellow side. So that's where I got the inspiration for that song, those songs. Yeah. That was way back. That was way back in 2010, 2011.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Research.
Oh, thank you. Wow, thanks a lot. You're digging deep into the tape history. That's amazing. Thank you. Thanks, Camille. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Wow.
You got another question.
I didn't know I had that's great.
No, that's it. I just want to keep hearing it. Keep hearing your music. Keep it coming.
Thank you so much, Camille. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, we like to, she's a regular on the show. We call her the researcher, and she digs.
She must be. She must be. She definitely went deep on me. I almost forgotten about that. Wow. I'm impressed. You got the right crew with you, brother. You got the right crew, Donnie. I like that.
Amen. Hey, Tate, what city are you located in?
I'm actually in Los Angeles. I'm in I live in the Valley right now, so I'm in LA County.
Okay. Well, yeah, good. Because like we had talked about getting you on my TV show Behind the Curtain. So yeah, you're local. So
I'm looking forward to it. I'd love to.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. Straight up off the top.
Amazing.
All right. I'm going to this one right here. Far Away. Did I get it correct? Far Away? Is it three far? Or what's the title? Is it Far Away?
That's correct. You got it.
Okay, because I have someone that puts my music in for me. And sometimes I give them the wrong name and the wrong this. But anyway, listen to that.
You
sound deep. I got it?
You got
it. Okay, well, let's bring it on, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Tate Sims. Far Away, baby. I still love you.
Be the man you want me to, and I don't know what to do anymore. I put myself way out there, falling for you. Now I see you walking out the door. You're so I don't have to
There's a look that's in your eyes that tells me goodbye. And what have I been fighting for?
Gentlemen, that was my guest, Mr. Tate Sims. Tate, tell us about that cut.
Yes, brother. I'm just so happy to be here. I appreciate you so much. Yeah, that song is about unrequited love. It's like, you know, I know the people out there understand what when you fall for somebody and you really try to pursue them, you don't want to be a stalker, but you don't want to leave it alone because you want to, you know, have it happen. And you try real hard and you bust your butt to, you know, wine them and dine them. And you do everything possible to assist them to feel the way you do about them. And it just never happens. And that's when I wrote that song.
Yeah.
I saw the movie A Star Is Born. And I listened to the songs in that movie. And that was one of the inspirations for that, too. Because the songs were so simple, but they had such deep meaning, and I wanted to replicate that, and that's how I got that song happening.
That's a beautiful cut, too, man.
I love that song. That's one of my favorites on the album.
Well, we're going to have to keep that one right there and get that into our rotation right there, man. I like that cut right
there. I love
it,
man.
There.
Thank you so much. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I like that cut really, 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 not just because I'm talking to you, but serious
no,
business.
I appreciate
it. That can go and Donnie D. Soul. So now let me ask you this, man. What instruments do you play?
I play guitar. That was my first instrument. I started playing guitar when I was 8 years old. I taught myself how to play the bass when I was like 12 or 13 and the drums. And I fiddle-faddle with the piano a little bit here and there. I played clarinet in college. So I play about 5 or 6 instruments.
Do you produce your own? Write and produce your own music. I know you write. Do you produce your
own
music?
Yes, I did all the instrumentation. I did all the arrangements, most of the production with, and I have like a violinist on that album, on that song, and I have a drummer on another song, and that's about it. Everything else I did myself. All the vocals, all the instrumentation, all the arrangement, everything.
Well, let me ask you this. I got another song of yours, but we're gonna hold on just a minute before we get into that other cut. What's up for Tate Sims in the future?
Oh, brother, we are working on so many cool things right now. First of all, we're going to start working on trying to get into the college circuit so we can start, you know, getting this music into more rotation like you.
Yes.
And I know
that's how
Earth, Wind & Fire got started back in the day. And, because I want to get a different audience than just my friends and family. So,
you need that college. You need that
college demographic happening. Right.
Yes, you do.
So that's what we're working
on
right now and trying to get in with my friends with Slave and maybe hopefully opening for, you know, being an open act for them and other, you know, major acts down the road. So that's what's next. Me starting to get out there on the touring circuit and playing, you know, bigger venues and opening acts for major artists.
I used to be on a college station in Claremont, California, KSBC in Claremont. I had a show, Jazz for a Sunday Night. And I don't know, it's been, you know, years, but the station's still there. And the brothers and sisters and everybody else is still at the Claremont colleges. I would take a look myself and yourself, investigate KSBC in Claremont. If you can get a couple of cuts on their station, get something played on there, it's going to travel across the country, I guarantee you.
Really?
Guarantee.
That's great to know.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. KSBC.
Make sure you
Claremont.
Let me know just in case I don't forget. Please let me know just in case. Claremont in California. Claremont, California. Great. Sounds
good. Claremont Colleges, man. It's the blast up in there, man. I'm going to tell you.
I will write it down. I don't want to forget that.
Yes, indeed. Okay, I'm going to get into another cut. And then we're going to get into the crazy part of the show where we just act a fool. You know, I got an old pimp that calls it. Hold on just a minute. He might have a question for you. Let me see if he's here. Willie Earl, you here? Oh, man, Dr. D, what up, man? What that guy named it? Tate Seal? Hey, Tate, what's going
yes,
on,
brother?
Brother?
How you doing, brother?
Oh,
doing,
man, wait a minute, wait. Hey, man, hold up just a minute. I got, you got that music on 8-track?
No, sir, it's only on CD. That's the best I could do for now. That's too funny.
Oh, man, well, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. I got 1972 Tangerine Orange El Dorado with Gangsta White Walls on it, man. The lady love it. And you mean to tell me I can't play none of your music, man, in my car?
No, you're going to have to update a little bit to CD at least. And that's come from the 90s and the 80s. So if you can update the CD, that would be amazing. Because I don't have any, I don't even have any vinyl or anything. But 8-track, definitely not. I'm sorry, sir.
All right, man. Well, you know, it's all good and everything, man. Because, you know, I'm going to be trying to get your music anyway. I know Don D got some. Hey, Willie Earl. Okay, man, step one. Well, I got another caller for you. Okay. Caller, your name and where you come from. It's Granny. Hey, Granny, how you doing? Who that man with the Tate? Tate Sim?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I see
good,
your
good.
Picture. You look good to
yes.
me, to Granny.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, can I ask you a question, Mr. Sim?
Yes, ma'am. What is it?
Is you a freak? I like me a freak.
Yes, ma'am,
ooh.
I am a freak. The freaks come out at night.
Ooh.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord have mercy. What you doing after the show? Can you come on by and see it, Granny?
Well, I don't know about that, ma'am, but I appreciate you listening to music. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, baby. I remember Granny like you. Granny, get up on out there trying to mess with my guest. Oh, jeez. Come here. Come here.
Oh,
did
man.
You hear that?
Yes, I heard it. I heard Willie Earl, too.
Yeah, Willie Earl, boy.
With his 8-track.
With his 8-track. Okay, let's get into another cut from Tate Sims before we get up here and act a fool around here tonight with them people.
All right.
We got some peoples. Let's see. Wait a minute. What's going on here? Okay. This is acting a fool, too, right now. Well, before this disappears, I've got a little computer thing going. Oh, there we go. Tate, see, now I got to go back and look for you. This man, but it's all groovy. It's all right. It's okay because we got some bad intentions, some good intentions. Let's get to the sounds with Tate. See, he got some bad intentions, Granny. You better watch out.
Wildest dream.
Okay, tell us about some bad intentions, man. What's up with that?
That was a song that I did, like I said, back in the dark year of 2020, where there was, you know, nothing happening. As you hear in the lyrics, they're like, you took my money, you took my time, and now I don't have a dime. It's like, you know, everything was taken away from us. There was nobody around, and that's where the inspiration came from, that song, yeah.
You know, what trips me out, man, I've tinkered with guitar all my life, and I can play like five songs. But I just purchased Epiphone. They say it's a copy of a Gibson, 57 Gibson. And it's a big, fat, beautiful guitar. And I got an orange amp, and I was playing around with it.
That's so funny.
You got an orange amp?
I got two of them. Right, I like them so much,
Yes, indeed. So I hit the switch and said, dirty. And, cause, you know, I had it on clean, and I'm trying to play blues and some jazz. And I hit dirty. And, man, I found a new world. I found a rock world in that guitar.
That's where the rock is. That's right, brother.
So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. So, hey, you got your new CD. What's the name of it again, and where can we get it? And how can people contact you on social media?
Yeah, you can contact me at Tate Sims. That's with two M's, Tate, T-A-T-S-I-M-M-S, on Facebook and Instagram. And you can check me out on TateSims.net. And you can order the CD, the physical CD, at guitarmanstan77@gmail.com. Or you can download it from Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and all the places that you get that you download music. It's available everywhere.
Well, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who know me, Franklin Donnie D, and the Behind the Curtain TV show, very popular show we just had, Melissa Manchester on, Grammy winner. Yesterday, Friday, and that'll be coming out soon. But we're going to bring Tate Sims to our studio, and you'll be able to see this. But I think you got dreadlocks like me. You wear locks?
Yes, I do. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Well, hey, man, it's been fun. We got to run. I appreciate you coming in, and this ain't the last time we're going to talk to Mr. Bad and Chicken.
Hey,
thanks for having me, brother. I had a ball. Thank you so much. Good night. You took my heart. You took my time. You took my money. Now I don't have. Out of town. Now in the street, there's no one else around. I can't control it. I don't believe it. In my wildest dream, I couldn't conceive it. You pick your victims from town to town. Now no one knows what you're putting down.
We like to say, send prayers out to the Wilson family. Yes, indeed. Ronnie Wilson of the Gap Band passed this week. We like to send prayers out to the family. And also to the family of Lakeside, William Shelby, Thomas Shelby's older brother, I believe he was. Lakeside brothers, Gap Band brothers. And we want to just say, we love you. We love the music. Prayers to you. Here we go. Get back. In the little bit of family we got here tonight, we gonna mess with them.
Humping your back.
Oh!
oops upside your head.
Get
say
it.
Oops upside your head. Say 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 oops upside your head.
I'm back
say,
it again.
Upside your head.
Radio station is WGAP. Now on all you gappers, and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Say
it loud. Say it loud. Pay attention, sucker.
First song I ever heard by the Gap Band, it's called Shake. Listen to that bass, baby. Start calling you Charlie Chan, what's the guy from England, Sherlock Holmes. You just tripped out Dave Sims. Went deep on him, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Very good.
Wasn't
very
I
good,
supposed to?
Good. You're very good, very good. You did a great job, I say. I say that old chap, son. I say that, son. You did a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Things keep running in and out of my life. I need to ask it as my lover and my wife. Oh, baby.
Brother Louie, what up, man? What up?
Oh, good. I didn't think you guys even knew I was here.
Oh, yeah. We got off schedule tonight. But, yeah. I seen you there. And you got Brother Louie with sports coming up at 8:30. Be with us. Yes, indeed. But hold on just a minute here. I got another caller here. Oh, is that Brother Louie? Yes, it is. Hi, Brother Louie. Granny, how are you?
All right, Grandma.
No, don't call me Grandma. I'm
hey,
Granny. I'm Granny.
Okay, Granny.
And I'm tossing Sally right now. How you doing?
Toss it again? Okay.
Granny, we didn't ask you what all you were doing. Oh, but Brother Louis, he likes sports and stuff. He must be a big, strong, strapping young man. He is your brother Louis?
I'm not that young. I'm not that young anymore.
Well, I'm 86, so anything under 70 young to me, to me.
Well, I'm 51.
Oh, you're just a baby. Oh, good. But I can nurse you. I can nurse you, baby.
Maybe you are, but to a 20-year-old, I'm pretty old.
Oh, come and see Granny. I'm going to suck. Ooh, brother. Boy. Get out of here, Granny. How you doing, Brother Louis?
Sorry, Granny. I was spoken for.
Yeah, she's just trying to get her a little. I think she's a saber-toothed tiger. She ain't a cougar. She's vintage.
I was going to say cougar. I was going to say cougar.
Yeah, well, she's a saber-toothed tiger. She's older than a cougar. All right. Good to have you guys here.
I thought saber-toothed tigers were extinct.
They are, and she needs to be extinct, too.
Oh, boy. Enough time.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Call her where you name her where you come. Man, doctor, you know this Brother Louis. What? I mean, Brother Louis over there, they with the Earl. Wait a minute. I heard Granny on there. And where the girl with the freckles? She on there, too? I don't know. Let me look. Camille, you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Girl, I want to get that tape sales. Get it on HR.
Willie, you need to see a doctor about that.
I'm gonna get it on HR, and I'm gonna come pick you up. We're gonna go find us a drive-in theater. You ever been to drive-in, baby?
HR.
Yeah. We're going to take her to the drive-in in my Eldorado convertible. You want to go to the drive-in with me, baby?
Right along my automobile.
Not you, Brother Louis. I'm talking to Camille, man. I don't shake.
I don't float that boat
like that, man. I ain't that way.
No, thank you. Thanks a lot.
No, thank you.
Yeah, wait a minute. Ain't everybody here tonight. Ain't nobody here but Brother Louis, so you can just go on and be nice like you have been in the past when I come pick you up the other time. Take it, treasure chicken, and then get you the two-piece and a biscuit. Yeah, you know, and some soda water. And now you want to act like, you know, you don't know me and everything. Ain't nobody here. Go on, girl. What's happening with you? You still wearing that blue blouse?
Who are you talking to?
Who else wear a blouse on this show?
Who are you talking to?
Brother Louis, do you wear a blue blouse?
No, not a blue one.
Not a blue one?
Yeah. For the record, I'm straight. Don't wear a blouse. A tuxedo maybe, but not a blouse.
Get out of here. I don't want to hear from you, Willie Earl, right now. Okay, well, we're going to be doing some little bit of music and wrap this show up tonight. And at 8:30 is sports with Brother Louis. Don't be afraid, baby. Let's go this way.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid to love my baby. Don't be afraid.
Frankie Carl in the Dreams. Don't be afraid. Next week on this show, we've got Ron Pryor of the world famous Young Hearts, known to be around. Yeah. Well, I know Camille remembers the Young Hearts. You remember the Young Hearts, Camille?
Yes, I do. I saw them at the apartment.
Didn't you see them with Crenshaw High, too?
Yes, I did. And a month later at the apartment.
And then they said, girl, what's this high school? Girl, go home and do your homework. Is that what you're doing?
No, they did not say that.
Okay. Well, let's get into a couple of cuts by the Young Hearts. They'll be here. Ron Pryor will be here. And actually, they're going to be at the French Quarter on the 21st of November. I got to check and make sure. But they'll be appearing here at the French Quarter in Bellflower, California, at Silk Black Production. And that will give you some more information next week when Ron Pryor is here. Let's go this way with the Young Hearts.
Oh, God, no.
loves for the sounds of the Young Arts right here next week. Donnie D's Soul Sundays. Ron Pryor and the Young Arts. Straight out of Los Angeles. All right, Camille, what do you have for them?
Yes.
What do you have for them?
I had barbecued steak, sautéed Brussels sprouts with onions and garlic, and loaded mashed potatoes.
Wait a minute. Loaded mashed potatoes. What your potatoes smoke or drink?
Loaded.
Why were they loaded?
They've been drinking.
I don't get it. Loaded mashed potatoes.
No. They had sour cream, chives, bacon, butter, garlic.
Oh, I get it. They were loaded with stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it now.
I get you. Okay, anything to drink with that?
Just water.
Water.
Just some water.
All right.
Just some water.
Well, let's go to Joyzy, and let's find out what Brother Louie, what you have for dinner.
First of all, they only say that in New York. The rest of us say New Jersey, not Joyzy.
Joyzy?
We don't say that.
Okay. What you have for dinner?
Except it'd be Hoboken, but that's about it. Diet
Hoboken?
Yeah.
Spaghetti and meatballs?
Yeah.
So Hoboken is in Jersey?
Oh, I'm dying.
Man, I always thought Hoboken was in the cartoons like Cucamonga, but it's a real place, huh?
It's a real place, so it's Cucamonga.
Yeah, I know. That's right out here in L.A.
Yeah, Hoboken's a real place. It's just before you get to New York.
Yeah, I remember the old Red Skelton show. He had a character he called Clem Cadiddlehopper.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, he had Clem and a couple of other characters.
My parents used to watch it.
Yeah. Well, one of them was Hoboken from Hoboken. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. I've seen the act.
Okay. All right. Red Skelton Show, everybody. Well, you know, I put in a try to. What was that? You got your little chihuahua in there with you tonight?
That was Lucille.
It's a baby seal.
Oh, it's a baby.
Yeah, Lucille.
Pretty good, brother. Pretty good. How about that? Listen that. How come you sitting up there with a seal, girl? Why you got a seal in there? You in the room with a seal?
Yes, he's in a little bucket. It's a baby seal.
No, well, I know you got a big seal up in there with you, don't you?
I do not. Matter of fact,
his name is Bobby Seale, ain't it? Ain't it there? You got Bobby Seale up in there with you?
He's on my wall.
Oh, suck it. Brother Lewis. Hey, Brother Lewis. They got a lot of pretty girls out there in Hoboken?
In Hoboken? No.
Oh, shucks. I guess I won't come through then, there.
Everywhere else in the state, yes.
Oh, okay, because I be liking pretty women myself. And if they don't look good.
Oh, we have a lot of those in Jersey, just not in Hoboken. Because that is a trash heap area. That is a trash dump.
Oh, a lot of drugs.
That's where he belongs.
Wait a minute, girl. I had you know I'm classy. I got some Stacey Adams shoes on right now.
Do they have holes on them? Now she
all funny and everything. You didn't act like that last night when I was punching a hole in you. I mean,
You don't know where I live, so don't even worry about it, Louie. He don't know where I live.
No, Louis.
It's in his mind. It's his imagination.
No, she came over. She came over to my place, man, up there in Culver City.
I don't drive.
Picked you up, remember? I picked you up, remember?
No, make up your mind.
Girl, listen.
Because it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
You sure? Well,
I'm positive.
I tell you what. Maybe it was some computer love. You think I was a computer loving or Pornhub loving? You think that was what it was?
Because
they were house in 2001. All right, I'm going to be tossing some salad before the night's over.
You do that.
Your man Frankie Donnie D of Donnie D's Words of Wisdom, Donnie D's Soul Studies, and Words of Inspiration.
every Saturday and Sunday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a kid, tune on in every weekend and be my friend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting close to that time, but we still got Brother Louis with sports coming up very, very, very soon. Let's go this way before we do.
Thank you, Franklin. Well, we're just wrapping up the Titans-Rams game here, and it's just about over. They just took the final snap, and the Titans go on to beat the Rams 28-16. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news about that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you. Many of you know that today is the New York City Marathon, but also there was the L.A. Marathon that happened this morning. We usually have that, I think, in like June or something, but they, I guess because of the pandemic, they pushed that back to November. And John, I'm saying Corey, K-O-R-I-R, won the men's division in 2 hours and 12 minutes and 48 seconds. He he went second in the finish line 2 years ago. On the women's side, Natasha Cockram won in 2 hours, 33 minutes, and 2 hours, 43 minutes, and 17 seconds. So congratulations on that. If I had the results for the New York Marathon, I would give it to you, but they don't seem to want to give it to me. Thanks a lot. All right, for you Lakers fans out there, for those who think, oh, Anthony's virus came down with the coronavirus, no. It was just a stomach virus that he came down with early last night in a loss to the Blazers. Davis left the game with under 5 minutes in the first quarter. He went straight to the locker room and did not return to the game for obvious reasons, of course. This is only a stomach bug and not related to the coronavirus. That coming from a spokesman of the league. Coach Mike Vogel said that Davis wanted to play despite upchucking several times before tip-off. Davis was ruled out in the second quarter. The Lakers were outscored by 11 points in 7 minutes they played. Davis was 1-for-5 from the floor with 1 foul, 2 points, and 3 rebounds. Yeah, not good, not good. And the NBA is also recommending that players, coaches, and officials receive booster shots against you-know-what, with the urgency of those who took the first shot of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Remember, though, it is only being recommended, not mandatory. So just keep on that. But we need to keep, you know, everything, you know, in place, because we don't want people to get sick again. So if I were you, I'd take it. And if you haven't had your shot, take the shot already, okay? So we can all get through this. I'm happy to say that I was vaccinated just about 2 weeks ago.
Oh boy.
And no, I feel great, actually. Except I did grow a third eye. But that was the least of the problems. Ugh. That was awful. Okay. Moving on. The Dodgers made a qualifying offer to free agent stars Corey Sager and Chris Taylor. But if you're wondering about Clayton Kershaw, Sager and Taylor were among 14 players to receive qualifying offers before tonight's deadline. The players had rejected the offers to sign with a club. Their former team would be entitled to a compensation draft pick. Kershaw spent all 14 seasons of his career with the Dodgers, won three Cy Young Awards and a World Series title last season after a 32-year drought. Thank God.
Oh, boy.
But he missed the last 2 months of this season after rehabbing from inflammation in his forearm, as we all remember that. And the Braves, after 26 years, yeah, they won the World Series. Oh, yeah. They beat the Cheaters. Cheaters in Game 6, 7-0. Amazing that they – now, here's the strange thing, that Houston out-hit the Braves 8-7, and they couldn't score one run against them. You'll figure that out. So that gave them their fourth World Series title, 2 in Atlanta, 1 in Milwaukee, and 1 when they were back in Boston. For those who don't remember, yes, they were in Boston before they became Milwaukee and Atlanta. Atlanta didn't come until 66.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Free agent receiver DeSean Jackson says he is signing with the Raiders, he told NFL reporter Justina Anderson, formerly of ESPN, before posting a picture of himself while in a white Raiders throwback jersey on his Instagram page. A big show-off. Jackson will soon be 35, which is about 60 in football years. That was Raiders officials on Zoom yesterday. So it's confirmed to ESPN. Bally Sports was the first sports. So it was the first virtual meeting. The Raiders, though, had no comment on it at all. The announcement comes after the Raiders lost to the Giants this afternoon in a big way. Yeah. The Raiders struggled in the end zone with turnovers to boot. Quarterback Derek Carr had 2 interceptions, including one that went back for a touchdown, and was strip-sacked at the 20-yard line with just under a minute to play. In a highly contested game, to be honest with you. But in the end, couldn't do it. So that gives the Giants now their third win of the year. But it's pretty much out of reach anyway, so relax, guys. Giants are not going to the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
And for OBJ, the NFL and the Players Association have approved a restructured contract for the now former member of the Browns. OBJ will now be placed on waivers as of tomorrow and should be cleared by 4 p.m. on Tuesday. But Beckham does not want to go to a second-rate banana cake team. He wants to play for a contending team with a winning environment where he believes he'll be happy and productive. No, he wants both of them? Okay. You can't be happy and not productive? Okay. Yeah. As of now, 9 teams have over 7.2 million in cap space. The Jaguars, the Eagles, the Broncos, Steelers, Sleazebags, Seahawks rather, Panthers, Chargers, the Bengals, and Washington.
Hey.
Now, all kidding aside, because Washington, because the Bengals are the most improved team of the NFL this year. Don't joke about that.
Oh,
although you find it hard to believe, because they've been perennial losers for so long. I mean, the last time they had a winning season, they had Boomer.
Boomer.
Yeah, you remember Boomer, right?
Boomer. I remember
and
Boomer.
And I'll just...
Once had a dog named
Boomer.
Boomer
Osiris. Yeah.
Once had a dog named Boomer.
Okay, I get it.
I had a girlfriend who looked like my dog, Boomer.
Yeah. I had a dog that looked like Cujo.
That was my second girlfriend.
Yeah, of course. Did he write his own jokes, by the way? And the White Sox have picked up a $16 million option on relief pitcher Craig Kimbrough. The White Sox announced the deal earlier yesterday, Friday. Kimbrough was a late acquisition in July, compiled with an ERA of 5.09. Not very good, though. It really isn't. Over the last 2 months of the season, as the usual eighth-inning pitcher, after sporting 0.49 in April to July. Right-handed pitcher Liam Hendricks was also signed to a long-term deal as their closer. So it looks like they're all intact. All right, guys, I'll just about do it. It's 11:40 here in the East Coast. Yeah. So I'll be back next week, and I'm happy to say that I am completely vaccinated. On that note,
vaccinated. Right on, Louis.
Be careful out there. Be careful.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Thank you.
We go. Let's celebrate. Come on now. Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Dundee, how'd you get in here, girl?
Oh, I didn't talk too much tonight. Is that lady on right now?
Which one?
Oh, no, the one who used to steal my panties.
What's her name?
I don't know her. They call her all kind of things over there. Some of the stuff they call her, I couldn't mention on your show, Donnie D.
Oh, you...
Oh, yeah. Is she there right now?
Must be talking about you, Camille. Is it you?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I know that voice anywhere. She used to be outside sweeping the driveway and the sidewalk with Greg. Oh, who's Greg? He live in the building, got an overbite, and the teethuses be showing the top teethuses.
What's his name?
Hey, Greg.
Oh, okay. So what they be doing?
Oh, they sweep up the neighborhood. They steal clothes off of people's things and stuff. That's something like Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay, Granny. Is that true? What's going
lies,
on?
Lies.
You and your guy named... Who's Greg?
I don't know who Greg is.
Did he know? You don't be sweeping the sidewalk and stuff with Greg?
I don't sweep the sidewalks. I don't sweep anything outside.
Okay, well, she seemed to know. Well, you know.
You can't believe what Granny says. She's up in age. She's got a little
No, don't discriminate. I heard you and Greg were about to take a cruise. Is that true?
Nope. You're lying again.
If you
in Beverly Hills, how you hear that?
I heard y'all going on a fantastic voyage.
I'm
fantastic Leroy Hudson. Have it right here on it. Party, wedding reception, a classic Heat Wave, always and forever.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through
all. Samir, when was the last time you went to New
Orleans? Years and years ago. I was in my 20s.
You should go back. Go back and see some people.
Why?
Go see Lauren and his family.
There. Most of them are there in Texas.
I know.
They're in Texas.
Everybody gone, ain't they?
Yes,
where is Michael? Where's Michael Woodfork at?
New York.
Damn.
I believe he's in New York.
Damn.
That's where Marie Louise's family is from New York.
Yeah, right. I remember her mother, when they'd have something, she'd take two plates to go home. She was always wrapping something up in aluminum foil. Wait a minute, I think Camille was too.
Yes, I was. Everybody takes a plate to go.
Everybody. Let me get a number two. Let me get a number two to go. All right. Beautiful lady, Fantasia. Let's go this way. The show's not over yet. Almost there. participated in tonight's show. Chris Crane, Tate Sims, the researcher, Brother Lewis, Dr. Heidi, you, and you. I'd like to thank each and every one. The podcast will be out in the morning. Enjoy all week. Tell a friend, tell a kid to check us out, my friend. Remember, next week, the young hearts, Ron Bryant.